Welcome to the Bedside to Business series, a special mini-series here on the podcast where I'm walking you through the exact six-step roadmap that I teach inside the Nursepreneur Academy to help nurses move from burnout at the bedside to building a freedom-led, profitable business that makes nursing optional. Each episode takes you deeper into one step of the journey, from clarity to confidence to clients, so that you can start mapping out your own path to freedom. Let's dive into today's step. Step two is all about creating your nursepreneur business care plan. We're talking about scalable simplicity. We're going to reverse engineer your goals in this phase. This is where you shift from dreaming and working on your mindset and just thinking and managing our nervous system to starting to do. We're setting exciting stretch goals. We're planning your business approach. And your nursing superpower here is that you already know how to assess, plan, do, act. You do it every single day. You create care plans that change lives and trajectories. Now you're applying those same skills to your business and your life. And so what I want you to really hear from me here is that you've got to think about how you build your business or nothing at all. Most nurse entrepreneurs burn out because they choose a business model that looks good online or that they see their favorite creator or influencer doing, but it doesn't match their energy, how they're designed to live, their schedule, or their strengths. For example, maybe you're a brand new mum trying to build a one-to-one coaching practice with zero flexibility and time for multiple calls on your call schedule. Or maybe you're an introvert that's trying to build a business that relies on going live every day when you dread being on camera. Or maybe you're working full-time and you're trying to launch a course that's a $7 price point, but you have 500 followers and less than 50 people on your email list. You might not know, but these businesses will not work if they are not aligned to your strengths, your schedule, your energy, and what you need and want from your business. The truth of the matter is there's no one right way to do a business, but there's a right way for you and one that works with your life and not against it. So common mistakes nursepreneurs make when they're doing their business care planning is they choose a business model because it looks successful for someone else, not because it fits a life or makes profitable financial sense from a growth perspective. They set unrealistic goals in year one, two, and three. They don't match their bandwidth or their season of life, and then they end up feeling like a failure and quitting. For example, I'm going to make $1 million in my first year. You might, but it's very unlikely. And so we want to set stretch goals that allow you to navigate that and so that you feel like you're making progress, bringing nursing chaos into business, multiple models and multiple offers, and burning out before they get results. So many nurses think they need to meet people at all different price points within their audience so that they can build a profitable business, but simplicity always scales. Believing your market, your niche, and your offer is saturated. So many nurses tell me there's no way that I could do X niche or X business because there's too many people. But the truth of the matter is, when you position yourself as the high value brand and provider that you are, you become the competition. You are the competition that everybody's competing with. And so when we think about your business care plan, it's not about doing more. It's about doing what matters and what moves the needle in a way that works for you and only you. We get to be selfish here. I know as nurses, that's a hard concept to think about, but you get to be selfish in how you build and design your business. Design your business to fit your life instead of trying to force your life to fit your business. We need to build your business around you and what you need from it. And we're moving from patient-centered to you-centered. In nursing, we're so good at planning around everybody else's needs. Now we get to plan around your needs. So no more hustling your way to freedom. This is about aligned action and building something that lasts and scales as far as you desire it to. Now, you met Trina earlier. When Trina started, she had absolutely no idea what she was doing when it came to business. And we started from a clean slate. Now with Trina, when we were looking at our business care planning, we had to factor her very busy, amazing life. So we assessed her personal constraints. She has family responsibility. She's a mom. She's got a couple of kids. She's in a very senior nursing role. We wanted to factor it into our energy levels, the time that she had available, and what income she wanted to generate from this business to determine success for her. So we designed her business around her life. We've created a one-on-one and a group coaching model that works with her kids, husband, and her work needs, whilst allowing her to have a lot of personal hobbies, because she has lots of hobbies, and a busy booked social calendar so that it doesn't impact her life. And what she's been able to do is she's been able to achieve sustainable success as we've worked together and we've gone through the bedside to business roadmap. She sold her first $3,000 pay in full client. She launched her offering. She's presented at national conferences. She's guested on 2 national podcasts. She's traveling the globe. She's reduced her hours clinically, supplementing her income via her business. So I'd love you to write down the word freedom if you're committed to building a business that fuels your definition of freedom on your terms. Thanks for tuning in to the Bedside to Business series. If you're ready to see how all 6 steps come together and want access to the full training for free, plus exclusive bonuses like my Nursepreneur Freedom Guide, head to www.nursepreneur.academy/MPO-MNO. Or if my accent is too much and it's too hard work, go to the link in the show notes and click the link below. Inside, you're going to get the complete roadmap, additional insights, and free resources to help you start building your business today. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and keep moving forward on your bedside to business journey, and let's make nursing optional.